Yevamos Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Beis. A machzer gusha. So if a person remarries a woman that he divorced, this mefarshim explain is only talking about a case where after he divorced her, she went and married somebody else, and now she remarried the original husband. Because if it's a case where a guy just divorces a woman, he's allowed to remarry her as long as she doesn't go and marry somebody else in between. So machzer gushaso, in a case where she remarries before she returned to the original husband, v'anoisei chalutzaso, or a person stam marries a woman that he does chalitza to. This is an iser lav, because the Torah says an iser of lo yivna, that he didn't build his brother's house, and since he didn't build, he has no ability in the future to build. So it's an implied lav, an iser min haTorah. Yotzi, in both of these cases, v'anoisei kroivas chalutzaso, and a person that marries the relative of his chalutza, Yotzi, he has to separate. Vavlad mamzer. And if he had any children with this woman, the Vlad is a mamzer div Rebbe Akiva. So this is Rebbe Akiva's sheet. Rebbe Akiva holds two things here. Number one, Rebbe Akiva holds that even on just an iser, not an iser arayas, but even on just a lav, like machzer gushaso or nosei chalutzaso, those, let's focus on those. Those are for sure just lavim. And Rebbe Akiva holds that when there's a union, when there's an iser lav, the kid is a mamzer. And the second thing we see, according to Rebbe Akiva, is that a chalutza, according to Rebbe Akiva, has the same din mamish as a grusha, as a divorcee. So according to Rebbe Akiva, it's as if he literally was married and divorced when one does chalitza. So therefore, if a person marries the krova, like the last case, the krova's chalutzaso, that's like marrying, let's say, his wife's mother. So since he's marrying his wife's mother, that's mamish in Isser Arais, according to Rebbe Akiva. That's why the Vlad is a mamzer. So for those two reasons. The Chachamim Oimrim ain't a Vlad mamzer. The Chachamim disagreed on both points, and the Rav says the Halach is like the Chachamim. That first of all, a child is not a mamzer when the union is only usser because of an Isser Lav. It has to be a Lav Shebekaris. And number two is that the Chachamim, like we had in the previous Mishnayos, hold that a Chalutza is not like a Grusha, Midiraisa. It's only Midirabanan we treat it like they were married and divorced. But it's only Midirabanan, not Midiraisa. Like Tosfos Center points out, in Mishnah Ches, we had a person that does Chalitza to his Yevama, and then his brother goes and marries her sister and dies. He still has to do Chalitza to this woman, because Midiraisa he should do Yibam. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, even Midiraisa you wouldn't do Yibam, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Midiraisa Chalitza is like a marriage. And in that case, the dead brother's wife is your ex-wife, i.e. Chalutza's sister. Umode benose krovas gushaso shavlad mamzer. But both Rebbe Akiva and the Chachamim agree that if a person marries a relative of a woman that he actually divorced, not just does Chalitza to, there, shavlad mamzer, there the Vlad is a mamzer.